Thanks for joining us. On the line right now is Teo Jun Yi, the Qasim co-founder and Qasim Academy CEO. Here to talk to us about some of the developments, not just at the Qasim Academy environment, but of course the landscape as well. JT, thanks for coming over on the show. Let's do a quick recap into Qasim Academy and the kind of vision that you have for the institution.
When Qasim Academy first started off in 2020, right, the whole reason was because we believe that there's a pain point in the industry right now that we are trying to solve here. But at the very beginning, why we first started off because our inspectors are basically unable to move around when COVID happened. So because of this, we started an L&D department. And by when we started off an L&D department, the whole purpose is to basically train our inspectors, ensure that they can be able to upskill themselves while the pandemic is happening. The whole purpose was actually getting ourselves to be ready after the workforce once the pandemic is over. So by doing so along the way, we realized that training our inspectors, but the thing is, they are not being certified with the skill sets that they have. So our inspectors are basically inspecting cars. However, they do not have a proper certification on that. So in the automotive line, there's a lot of other certification around. However, there's no such thing as a motor vehicle inspection certificate. So we realized this opportunity, and basically we took it over, and we realized that, okay, there's an inspection courses that's available in the JPK. But there's nobody taking this course. So we took this opportunity, we took this course, and then we customized it with our Qasim modules, and we launched Qasim Academy officially in 2021. So by doing so, basically what we have been training is the inspectors and also our Qasim consultant. So we've been training them all the way. And then at the same time, we set up as Qasim Academy officially just to certify our inspectors and also our salespeople. So by saying that, we are basically the first in JPK to be launching the motor vehicle inspection certificate in Malaysia, accredited by MOHR. So that's how the Qasim Academy story came about in 2020 to 2021. Along the years, down the road, we've expanded Qasim Academy to Indonesia and also Thailand in 2022. And up to today, Qasim Academy is, we are very committed to develop a generation of highly skilled automotive technicians to drive the industry forward.
We're trying to understand a bit more in terms of Qasim Academy. So you would assume that this is a vocational education training provider right now, am I right?
Yes, right.
And what would be setting Qasim Academy apart from other vocational academic providers in Malaysia, especially when it comes to assaying vehicle value, for instance, and of course other related matters when it comes to Qasim as the company itself is required right now?
So yeah, at Qasim Academy, we pride ourselves as an institution helping to deliver quality industry-led TVET training.
No, JT, what I mean is,
I know you're reading up from a slogan right now. I just want to know what's the difference with the Qasim Academy versus other academies right now when it comes to vocational training.
So vocational training, I think a lot of time that we focus a lot on hard skills, but at the same time, a lot of times soft skills are being forgotten. So in this case, we decided to work with multiple industry partners or education partners to improve this part of it, right? Where we instill the soft skill training in our modules itself. So we ensure that our students will be equipped with not just hard skills, but also soft skills to ensure that our students is highly employable.
Okay, that doesn't sound any much different from any other vocational training providers, no?
Soft skill training is something that we have worked with industry players to come up with a certificate so that we can ensure that our learners can be able to also adopt soft skill training. So that we can be able to equip them with the right soft skill training so that they can be able to get job easier.
Moving along, I want to know more about how Qasim Academy is currently funded and how much has been invested into this institution. And are you looking at fundraising for trying to grow Qasim Academy further?
Yeah, so Custom Academy has always been funded internally ever since we started off in 2021. All the way up to today, we are an L&D department. However, now we are an official entity itself. Fundraising, partnerships, all are welcome.
So, so your fundraising, is that it? I mean, I know everybody welcomes more funding. That's the general consensus right now. But are you looking for fundraising?
So we are welcome any partners and any potential investors to come in as well.
Alright. Right now, let's look at Custom Academy students. How many people have been trained? What would be some of the targets that you can share with us, especially the near targets, midterm targets? How do you quantify achievement when it comes to Custom Academy?
So we basically measure in terms of the completion. So far, basically, we have recruited more than 260 students ever since 2021. We have also opened up markets in Indonesia and Thailand as well. So basically, we have trained more than 6,500 employees. At the same time, we basically also have more than 75 of our students having job placements as well. So that's how basically we measure in terms of the successful case study for basically our students to basically complete the whole entire program and be able to also work in the industry itself.
Let's look at more ideas into what kind of training do you give per level, per student, just to get a good idea into the kind of training that goes into specific programs. Would you look at some trainings going to specific, I guess, hard skill, or is it just everyone is going through the same thing? And therefore, you can just say, okay, X number of people have graduated from Custom Academy, and one would assume that this number is being trained the same aspect, all areas.
Yeah, so maybe I can probably just share a little bit about the program that we have.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at, yeah.
Yeah, I think we have three different kind of categories of program that we have. We have long course program, we have short course program, and we also have a recognition program. So the long course program is what we have launched in the beginning of year of 2021, where we offer a 1-year program for our students. Basically, 30% of them, they will be in a classroom training, theoretical. And once they've completed the theoretical training, they will be at the on-the-job training. So the 70% of the time, students will be spending mostly at our classroom retail centers to be learning on-the-job training. So on the second part of it, which is the long short course training, which our Custom Academy trainers will be in charge to basically help upskill some other corporate's workforce. So we basically provide training not just to Custom internally, but we also help other companies to train their workforce as well.
And the All third, right.
Yeah.
Okay, and the third, go on.
The third kind of program is basically the recognition program. We call it as RPEL program, R-P-E-L, Recognition Experimental Prior Learning. This is basically to recognize those people in the industry where they have a minimum of three minimum years of working experience in the industry. They can be able to come to Custom Academy to basically have a shortcut to take this RPEL program and to be certified with the SKM Level 3 certificate. Okay. So these are three kinds of program that we are running at the moment.
So SKM is CJ Kemahiran Malaysia, as alluded to earlier. Let's talk a little bit more about the soft skills curriculum that you touched on earlier. I understand it that Sunway University and Custom Academy is collaborating on the soft skills curriculum to actually upskill on the TVET students that you train right now. And as I understand it, Custom is going to look at the TVET training SKM programs under Sunway University. And it looks like this could be one of the first of its kind when it comes to the automotive institution in this country. Could you talk more to some effect on this collaboration? How did it come about? And why soft skills as opposed to other types of training that you can offer right now?
So so back in March, we basically worked with Sunway University to come up with this program. Reason being because we believe that in TVET programs, mostly we are focusing a lot on hard skills, but we have neglected the soft skills side. So hence why we work with Sunway universities to come up with six soft skill program, which is a basic and intermediate English program, and also basic concept of information and technology. And then we have also principle of management, and we have thinking and problem solving skills as well. So basically having all these modules in place with Sunway, it's embedded together with our SKM program. So all our students, when they enroll in the Custom Academy, they can be able to go through the program together with the Sunway soft skill module on our learning management system.
Okay, what about other partners? How does Custom Academy work with other industry partners other than, say, for instance, institutions of higher learning like Sunway University to ensure that you guys are actually preparing your graduates better for the workforce right now?
Yeah, so I think the key word here is employability, right? We want to ensure that we can have high employability for our students. So not just having hard skills, we basically want to ensure that they can be able to also have soft skills. Why is it so important, right? Because, for example, in the workforce itself, it's very important for you to know how do you communicate with your line managers or your stakeholders, your customers itself. So why is it so important? It's because by having soft skills, it allows our students to be able to have the ability to grow faster, not just on hard skill, they can be able to have soft skill together to basically grow in the level of the competency level. So that's why we believe that soft skill is so important in the real world these days, because it helps you communicate better with your customers or your people.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the success stories or case studies that you can share with us, particularly when it comes to graduates picking up some skills and have been applied at the workplace, and in using your own words, employability. How has their case actually improved on their employability? Maybe some bibs and bobs of stories that you can share with us today.
Yep. So we have quite a few number of graduates from Custom Academy, and I just want to sort of talk about a few students over here. Two case studies that I want to talk about. I have one student here. Her name is Noor Fariza. She, her family was affected during MCO, and basically she is financially responsible to take care of her family. She has 7 siblings in the family, so basically she loves car. And she saw our ads in Instagram. She decided to join us as an apprenticeship as a Custom Academy. She finished her entire program for 1 year, and now basically she's working as a certified inspector in Custom. And now even her salary itself is basically can go up to 4,000 to 5,000, and then now she's already able to buy a car for her family. So that is one of the story that I would like to share. And the second one is basically Akmal. I have a student called Akmal. He is from Kuantan, and basically he was a Grab driver. But the thing is, because he was thinking that, you know, since how long that he needs to drive this, and he decided to join Custom Academy to pick up a new skills. So similar to Noor Fariza, he completed his studies in 12 months, and basically now he is a certified inspector working in Custom, also together able to purchase a car in Custom and transform his life.
All right. What about other stories? You mentioned that there's a few stories.
Yeah, so Noor Fariza is one of them, and then Akmal is one of them. And they are pretty much the similar kind of stories as well with the rest of the student, where they are also having a different kind of salary package as compared to what they have previously. And now their life is much more different.
What would be some of your advice that you can share with some of the viewers that are, or listeners that are watching us or hearing us right now? When it comes to considering pursuing a career in technical and vocational education, what would be some of the ideas that you think is important for these Malaysians to have right now?
Yeah, so if you're considering a career in TVET, I would say that it's the right path at the moment. You should be focusing to develop your technical skills, because once you have developed a skills for your own, nobody is going to take away from you. Yeah, so keep on ensure that you keep learning as well, number two, because in TVET, obviously there's always ever-changing industry, right? So there's a lot of things that we are learning every single year that's always different, even though like your machine can be different, your system can be different. Every year things are changing, right? So just keep learning, keep upskilling yourself. Yeah, so of course, the third one is that, you know, build your interpersonal skills as well, because interpersonal skills can be able to get you far. Yeah, and of course, I think more importantly, we want to ensure that you don't give up too fast, because sometimes life can come throw a curveball at you and you can somehow feel, oh, I cannot be able to complete my studies. But hey, I think it's very important for us to really complete our TVET study, because it's going to be very rewarding once you've completed your studies.
JT, I want to learn more about how you think TVET plays a role in the development of Malaysia's socioeconomic structure, and how does this actually make KASM Academy a little bit more relevant in today's environment when it comes to the marketplace?
Yeah, so I think TVET, as we all know, it plays a very important in a country's economic growth, right? At the same time, actually, there's also a lot of growing demand in the supply of pre-owned cars in the current economic environment at the moment. Hence, there's a huge demand for skilled automotive workforce. But then it comes in a problem at the moment right now, because students are not really interested in skills courses, because vocational colleges, universities right now, they are also having issues in terms of their students dropping out on a year-to-year basis. The industry remuneration package needs to be adjusted as well in order to attract more talents in the industry. At the same time, high school students are very much into content creation. As you know, that, you know, last year, there's a research showing that 72% of graduates wanting to be an influencer or even TikToker or even YouTuber, right? So this is a growing interest from the younger generation at the moment. And not just that, right? People who are in the TVET scene, there's also a mismatch of skills that the industry needs compared with the knowledge that they learn in schools. So whatever that they learn in schools, when they start working in the industry, the skills are mismatched. So hence why KASM Academy come into place and ensure that the skills that they learn will be something that they will be applying in their workforce itself. So for example, right, in automotive skill sets, you have your inspection skills, you have your, you know, general maintenance, you have body and paints, and so on and so forth, right? So that's the thing with the industry right now. There's a lack of mismatch of skill set, where somehow people who has inspection skill set basically are tasked to be working in a body and paint, or, you know, vice versa, something like that. So KASM Academy, how we play a role in here is to ensure that we allow our students to be learning the right skill sets and to match them to the right industry as well. So KASM Academy not just work with industry education partners, we also work with industry partners to ensure that we can be able to have the right skill sets matching to be done. So in KASM Academy, we have a lot of inspection. Inspection is our core skill set that we have developed since the beginning of the business. And with the growing demand of pre-owned cars at the moment, a lot of players are needing inspectors right now. But however, students right now are not really interested in the vocational, hence why the whole entire scene is dropping in terms of the student dropouts from this college, right? So this is why KASM Academy come into this place and ensure that we can be able to bridge the gap between the education partners and the industry players. So by offering them the right programs and to also giving them the jobs as well once they graduate.
I got three more questions for you based on these comments that you made just now. The first is, why aren't students interested in TVET?
I think it's a problem that has been going around since a long time ago. And I think it's also very much relying on the industry players themselves, whether we want to make a change on in terms of how we pay salary to our students, right? So a lot of people will be looking at maybe going through the traditional route, the MQA route, your college, your universities, going through your laws, your degrees and stuff like that, right? Where salary seems to be more attractive. Mm. But compared to TVET, it's always deemed to be a second choice from the students. Or even you talk about the career choice, it's not something that they feel sexy enough.
Okay. Yeah. The second question is there a stigma amongst the stakeholders in this country and beyond when it comes to TVET graduates or getting trained for TVET?
I think things are changing right now. Previously, I think yes, but recently, I think now we need a lot of skilled workforce, and hence why everybody is talking about recruiting more TVET students. So I guess things are starting to change at the moment right now.
And the third, of course, is on that mismatch that you speak of. If a mismatch has been happening for quite some time, then that is a structural problem and it's a policy issue. Do you think that this mismatch is going to continue on further, or do you think that stakeholders are getting a little bit more wise now in terms of what is needed versus what is not available, and therefore the mismatch is actually solving itself right now?
Yeah, I think it's solving itself right now. I think things are moving in the right place where people are looking at the right skill sets whenever they hire an employee. So I think this is where Custom Academy role is to make sure that we are ensuring that where we match up the right students to the right company, the skill set is something that they have.
Finally, the next few questions will be on me asking on behalf of students that might want to learn more. Do they have to pay to be trained, either in Custom Academy or elsewhere, when it comes to TVET?
Yeah, so in Custom Academy, yes, we have our courses. 9,000 is our course. And at the same time, we do have scholarship available as well. Just last few months ago, we have worked with the Selangor State Government to basically come up with a scholarship to help our students with more education and job placement. So this is something that Custom Academy is currently working on.
What about other organizations, other foundations like Yayasan Peneraju or some other yayasan out there? Are there any collaborations that the students can file for applications on scholarships there?
Yeah, so currently we are working with multiple different parties to ensure that we can be able to allow our students to come enroll with Custom Academy. So we're coming out with different kind of programs to offer easy access for our students to enroll with us.
Okay, and how long is the duration again? Is it a year training, on the job kind of training? If when the training takes place, can they still work and therefore earn while they learn?
Yes, they can. So the program is one whole year. 3 months will be at the classroom, learning the basic automotive of the engine, stuff like that. And then 9 months, they'll be tasked to work on the workforce.
Okay, very good. Final word for people who want to learn more on this. What do they do? How do they go about trying to find more information?
Yeah, so for Custom Academy, I think you can visit our website, www.customacademy.my. You can be able to also enroll with us. We have new intakes upcoming in June. So any intakes is with any application is well very much welcome.
Thank you very much. That was Teo Jun Yi, the Custom co-founder, or one of the Custom co-founders, and of course the Custom Academy CEO. If you want to learn more, just head off to where he said just now. You can learn more about this and many more other resources on astroawani.com. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.